Our first scripture reading is found in your Bibles in the book of the prophet Isaiah. It's on page 790, and we read Isaiah 61, beginning at verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant to those who mourn in Zion to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. Strangers shall stand and tend your flocks. Foreigners shall be your plowmen and vine dressers, but you shall be called the priests of the Lord. They shall speak of you as the ministers of our God. You shall eat the wealth of the nations, and in their glory you shall boast. Instead of your shame, there shall be a double portion. Instead of dishonor, they shall rejoice in their lot. Therefore, for in their land they shall possess a double portion. They shall have everlasting joy. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrong. I will faithfully give them their recompense, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their offspring shall be known among the nations, and their descendants in the midst of the peoples. All who see them shall acknowledge them, that they are an offspring the Lord has blessed. The Holy Gospel is found in the Gospel according to Saint John, page 1153 in your pew Bibles, and we read John 13, beginning at verse 31. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and glorify him at once. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You will seek me. And just as I said it to the Jews, so now I also say to you, where I'm going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow afterward." Peter said to him, "Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Truly, truly, I say to you, the rooster will not crow till you have denied me three times. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Grace, mercy, and a peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Amen. My text is based on your gospel lesson for this evening, where Simon Peter said to him, Lord, where are you going? Jesus answered him, where I'm going, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow afterward. This is our text. You know, saying goodbye is often a sad thing to do. For instance, I remember when my mom dropped me off for my first day of college at Concordia College, St. Paul, Minnesota, about a 20-minute drive from home. 20 minutes. She cried because our relationship was not going to be quite the same from that day forward. Yes, we would see each other again, but still she cried. Not long ago, I was with my dad when he departed this life to be with Christ. If you think I cried, you're right. Saying goodbye is hard. But not knowing what his funeral preparations were. When I was at the funeral home the next day, they took out this sheet that he had described what he wanted placed on his funeral urn. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ. Or thanks be to God who gives us the victory, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Cried then too. Because I also knew I was going to see him again. Quite frequently when I'm gathering with families prior to a visitation, I read a section of scripture from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. There, Paul talks about what happens to us after we die. The Christians in Thessalonica were a little concerned. They had taken Jesus' words that he was going to come again soon in a very, if you will, chronological fashion, thinking that before most of them died, Christ would arrive. They didn't quite understand what might be happening to people who died before Jesus got here. The Apostle Paul wanted to reassure them. And he used this interesting phrase where he says that I don't want you to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. Saying goodbye is hard, but it is made easier when within our grief there's also a hope of saying hello again. As we gather during these Wednesday evenings, our theme is remembering the crucifixion of Jesus. In a sense, that's not a fun thing to remember. It was a horrible day in the history of the world. A totally innocent man being killed in one of the cruelest methods of killing someone ever devised by humanity. And it wasn't just a man dying on the cross, it was the Son of God. Not only did his disciples grieve, not only did his mother grieve, the whole world, creation itself, showed its mourning as the world went dark. The light refused to show itself as the Son of Man's life was slipping away. At his death, the earth itself shook, saying goodbye is hard. And it was hard for his disciples as Jesus was gathering together with them for one last meal. They didn't want him to go to the cross. They didn't want him to die. And later on, he himself would be praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, "Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me." But he didn't want his disciples grieving, if you will, like the rest of men, as Paul said, who have no hope. I have been present at probably close to 300 funerals now during the course of my ministry. And one of the things that I have come to recognize is that frequently the people grieving the hardest are the people who are most distant from Christ. They're saying goodbye, but there's no hope within them. No thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus answered him, "Where I'm going, you cannot follow me now. But you will follow afterward." And in that hope, he told them not to let their hearts be troubled. "Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." My friends, that is our comfort and our hope. And when life here on this earth is at its end, life is really not at its end. It's merely at its end here. To begin again with our Lord in heaven, and not all by ourselves, but joined together with Christ and all who have put their faith and their hope in him. And while that is a great and sure and certain hope, it doesn't mean we don't grieve. Saying goodbye is hard. It was hard for Christ. It was hard for his disciples, and it's hard for us as well. But our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did not want us grieving like the rest of the world, who has no hope. In the midst of our grief, we have the sure and certain hope. And just as he has risen from the dead, so too all who put their faith and trust in him will also rise. For he is the way and the truth and the life. God grant that we always put our hope in that truth. That one day we may share in his glory. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds. Through faith in Jesus, amen.